Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A senior Hamas official has made public a list of 34 hostages it says it's willing to release in the first stage of a potential ceasefire agreement with Israel. Talks are currently taking place in Qatar between Israel and mediators, but it's not clear if any progress is being made or even if the hostages on the list are still alive. Jonah Fisher reports from Jerusalem.
Among those named on the Hamas hostage list are 10 women and 11 older male hostages, aged between 50 and 85. There are also children that Hamas had previously claimed had died in an Israeli airstrike, and several hostages that are thought to be sick. The Israeli Prime Minister's office denied reports that Hamas had provided it with a list of hostages. The release of the names will be seen by some as an attempt by Hamas to increase public pressure on the Israeli government.
The Palestinian Health Ministry in the occupied West Bank says a second teenager has been killed by Israeli forces during a raid on a refugee camp near the city of Nablus. It named the 17-year-old as Mutaz Madani. The Palestinian news agency says he was shot when Israeli soldiers fired bullets, flares and tear gas and later died in hospital of his injuries. There's been no comment from the Israeli military. A state of emergency has been declared across parts of the United States as a major winter storm begins sweeping eastwards. Snow, ice and plunging temperatures have led to chaos on the roads, with air and train travel also hit. Tens of millions of Americans are bracing for what's predicted to be the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in more than a decade. In Kansas, where wind chills of minus 29 Celsius are forecast, the city's mayor, Quinton Lucas, gave this update.
We have several hundred trucks that are out on the streets, up to 300, that are addressing issues right now. But as we know, it continues to snow heavily. And so this will be an operation that we expect to continue for several days. As we deal with this winter storm, the only issue isn't snow and ice. It's also the cold weather and the temperatures.
The Ukrainian president has stressed that security guarantees leading to an end to the war with Russia would only be effective if the United States under Donald Trump provided them. During a podcast interview, Volodymyr Zelensky praised the incoming US president's influence and suggested he had the leverage to at least halt Russia's ongoing invasion. The former Ecuadorian vice president, Jorge Glass, has been evacuated from his cell following unrest at the high-security prison where he was being held. Officials say the transfer was a precaution after gang leaders inside the prison reportedly started fires with mattresses and newspapers. World News from the BBC. The FBI says a man who killed 14 people in New Orleans on New Year's Day visited the city twice in the months before the attack. Investigators say Shamsuddin Jabbar recorded videos of the area where he rammed a truck into crowds. The US Army veteran was killed in a shootout with police. It's been revealed in France that three Algerians have been taken in for questioning on suspicion of inciting terror. They're all accused of going on TikTok to call for violence in France and Algeria. Tension between the two countries has grown in recent months since President Emmanuel Macron said France supported Moroccan sovereignty over the disputed territory of Western Sahara. The winner of the first British edition of the reality TV series RuPaul's Drag Race, James Lee Williams, has died. The performer, better known as the drag queen, the Vivian, was 32. No further details have been released at this time. The closure of France's largest marine park has caused controversy over the fate of the facility's two orcas, with the government having already blocked one proposal to rehome them. Marineland on Tibes says the introduction next year of a law banning shows featuring performing marine mammals will make their business unviable. Here's Kat Wiener.
While animal welfare campaigners have welcomed the closure of the park as a milestone in ending cruelty to whales and dolphins, they say serious concerns remain about the creatures housed at the facility, in particular its resident orcas, Wiki and Keijo. Born in captivity, the killer whales are dependent on humans for food and social relations and cannot be simply released into the wild. France's ecology minister has blocked their transfer to a zoo in Japan, saying animal welfare laws there are insufficiently rigorous. Similar concerns relate to a Spanish marine park. Campaigners want the orcas sent to a sanctuary off the coast of eastern Canada.